Morning Watch. The enjoyment of Christ and our growth in life unto maturity. Week 6. The joy set before Christ and the joy set before us. Tuesday. Related verses. Colossians 2, verses 13 to 15. And you, though dead in your offenses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our offenses, wiping out the handwriting and ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Stripping off the rulers and the authorities, he made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Ephesians 2, verse 2, in which you once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit which is now operating in the sons of disobedience. Isaiah 25, verse 8, he will swallow up death forever, and the Lord Jehovah will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will remove from all the earth. For Jehovah has spoken. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26. Death, the last enemy, is being abolished. John 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father is working until now, and I also am working. Romans 7, verses 4 and 6. Verse 4. So then, my brothers, you also have been made dead to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God. Verse 6. But now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Related reading. According to Colossians 2, verse 15, God stripped off the rulers and authorities. We must see that while Christ was on the cross, God was working. At that time, the cross was the center of the universe. The Savior, sin, Satan, we, and God all were there. God was there judging sin and nailing the law to the cross. As he was doing this, the rulers and authorities gathered around God and Christ. The subject of verses 13 through 15 is God. God made us alive together with Christ, nailed the ordinances to the cross, stripped off the rulers and authorities, made a display of them openly, and triumphed over them. No doubt, the rulers and authorities had swarmed around Christ as he was being crucified. Both God and Christ were working. Christ's work was his crucifixion, whereas God's work was to judge sin and all the negative things and to nail the law with its ordinances to the cross. The rulers and authorities who had gathered around God and Christ were also working. If they had not pressed in closely, how could God have stripped them off? The words "stripping off" indicate that they were very close as our garments are to our body. By stripping off the rulers and authorities, God made a display of them openly. He openly put them to shame and triumphed over them. What a great matter this is. Colossians 2, verse 15, portrays the fighting that took place at the time of Christ's crucifixion. Evil men had put Christ on the cross. By his crucifixion, Christ labored to accomplish redemption. God the Father was also working to judge sin and to nail the law to the cross. At the same time, the rulers and authorities were busy in the attempt to frustrate the work of God and Christ. The reference to triumph in verse 15 implies fighting. It indicates that a war was raging. While Christ was accomplishing redemption and God was dealing with the law and with the negative things, the rulers and authorities came to interfere. They pressed in close to God and Christ, but at that very juncture, God stripped them off, triumphed over them, and made a display of them openly, putting them to an open shame. Colossians 2 verse 15 is a small window through which we behold a marvelous sight. At the time of Christ's crucifixion, a battle was raging between God and the rulers and authorities, but God stripped them off and triumphed over them. Paul's concept in these verses is that the law and the angels have been set aside through the cross. The law was nailed to the cross, and the evil angels have been stripped off by means of the cross. Therefore, in God's economy, in his salvation, there is room neither for the law nor for the angelic rulers. How wrong the Colossians were in following ordinances and in worshiping angels, and in allowing these things to pervade the church. In the economy of his salvation, God enlivens us, nails the law to the cross, and strips off the evil rulers and authorities. Because God has removed the law and the angels, we, his chosen people, are alone with him. We are no longer bothered by terms, conditions, or requirements. God is here to enliven us, and we are here to be enlivened by him. We should forget the law and the angels and allow God to put himself into us as life. We should remind the rulers and authorities that at Calvary, God stripped them off and triumphed over them. Based upon God's victory, we can order them to flee. What we need today is not the law or the angels, but the enlivening one, the life-giving one. This is the economy of God's salvation.